another idea. I don't like it particularly, so I was gonna get used to that and then paper that down and it'd be done. And I would go a couple days and then buy a pack and smoke the whole thing, and then go a couple days without it, and then just stop.
What do you love about it? Smoking.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like my whole adult life has been organized around it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's physical addiction, right? Like, you just kind of... When do you turn to it? Like, when you're off it and you thought you quit, what happened when you decided to not quit? When you changed? When you fell off the wagon, so to speak?
I mean, boredom, I suppose. I mean, stress in general. I've been out of work, so I've just been kind of home all day.
Yeah.
And it's not like, what did that kill? 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes every hour.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've just broken up my days with that, and I find it difficult to not have pauses in between.
The Handy Haversack on the comments board says use Chantix. Is that how you say it? I don't know much about this. I try to guilt my friends into quitting smoking. I say terrible things to them and tell them how disgusting they are and stuff. So I'm like the worst. Like, whenever I see my friends in my yard smoking, I call them like horrible names and tell them I'm going to have to like go to their funerals and watch them turn like orange and stuff. It hasn't worked.
I mean, my wife doesn't care. God bless her. I mean, it doesn't. I don't get any pushback. Not that that would help. I don't think that would be helpful if I got pushback, particularly. But the Chantix freaked me out. I read the like side effects of it. It just seemed, I don't know.
You want to quit? You want to quit real bad, though?
I do. I mean, when I start, when I embark on whatever the quitting path, I hate it. I'm good. And then it just kind of, I don't know, kind of crumbles over everyday life. And
I know people who did it every day for years and years and years and years, and then they went cold. I know people who've cold turkeyed it. I know that that's rare, but they were just, sometimes you hit a wall and you're just done and you never want to do it again, and you don't, and you don't think that that's possible, but it does happen. My best friend, Johnny Salami, did it with tea tree oil toothpicks. When he was a big time smoker, and now still to this day, he always obsessively has those tea tree oil toothpicks with him, but he would never smoke a cigarette again. So he did it. So maybe find some other oral fixation that's not harmful, or and something that every time you reach for your cigarette, maybe that's a first step, like reaching for a toothpick, a minty toothpick. And then at least you got something to turn to other than the cigarette. And if that doesn't work, at least you got one barrier. I don't know. I know people who've done that. Try that.
I like giving you. Thank you.
All right. I don't know if that's going to help you, but that's the best I could do. I hope you quit smoking. It sucks.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hi, you're on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom in Austin.
Hi, Tom in Austin. What's going on? How can I help you? We got about 3 minutes.
I got a DIY project question for you.
A DIY project? All right, hurry up because we're low on time.
Okay, so I have this material. I've glued together like 5 layers of cardboard, and it wants to bow on me unless I have it like plywood on top and then sandbags. And you know, I know wood will do the same thing, but is there a trick to get it to be flat, to be more stable?
Wait, I missed the beginning of this. Like, all I heard was you glued 5 pieces of cardboard together. What are you doing?
So it's like a set piece for theater.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like it's roughly 4 feet by 4 feet. It's a flat sheet made out of cardboard, but I've glued up like 5 layers together to make it more stiff and make it thicker. But when it wants to like always
buckle,
like curl up on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you? So it's basically paper mache. Can you?
It's just cardboard.
Right, but you could kind of do it. So can you do it on top of a piece of plywood and then maybe put screws in like every 6 inches around the perimeter and then a bunch across the middle? And then maybe that'll hold it down until it dries? And, you know, put a bunch of like, or pins instead of screws. Like pin it.
Well, it's already dry, but it's like, as a dry piece of wood, it wants to like curl up. Like the way if you like leave a piece of plywood out in the sun, it'll like curl up on you.
Can you turn it around and maybe turn it around and wet it and get it, flatten it that way? Wet it with like, can you do it sort of paper mache style?
So I wet the side that it's curling away from? Like, do you wet the side that it's...
Wet both of them and then turn it up. Can you lay something on top of it to flatten it out?
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you put a bunch of...
I've been laying plywood and sandbags on it.
So wet
and
it.
And I can get it back flat again.
Wet it first. Wet it. Maybe do it with, like, flour and water. Paint it. Paint the flour and water on. And put something on top of it that's maybe glass so it doesn't stick to it. Something that's like smooth metal or glass. I don't know. Boy, I'm really would have to see this.
It's a little specific.
But it's the kind of thing where I think you could flatten it out with weight on top, flat weight, and wet it. And then if it buckles again, turn it around, do it from the other side.
Okay. All right.
Good luck. Well, Let me know. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Bye. Well, I guess that's it. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam is coming up oh so soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Make great choices. Make great looking choices. Don't do anything terrible. And I don't know. Have a good weekend. See you next week.
Sent me a text saying, "Gigio, he said you're live." I said, "I know, I'm live. It's radio. It's WFMU. It's good to go. We are putting needles on records. We are putting needles on records and doing lots of other things. How are you doing, man?
I'm fantastic.
Good to see you again.
Likewise. Grateful to be here once again.
And we're putting needles on records. We're asking Alan, and we're listening to Downtown Soulville. Senior Gigio is on the comments line. We're going to see if we can win him at this contest, which is promoting local Bay Area music. We're coming to you live from Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, back in Jersey City, 43 Montgomery Street, the headquarters for WFMU. We got my man James engineering. Again, shout out, thank you to Scott Williams, who jumped in last week to do the engineering. We're going to do a listings of the happenings. We're going to be talking about Afrika Bambaataa, playing some of his music. He passed away yesterday. And Gigio, you got a show coming up this Sunday, but also another one, too, you were just telling me about coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
That's right. Coming live to a microphone and a stage near you. Something like that.
What is it?
Well, yeah, so this Sunday I'm going to be in Fresno.
Oh, and by the way, it is raining. We had some lovely weather here today. That ended. The rain came back. And your show in Fresno on Sunday was supposed to be outdoors, but it's affected by this weekend's rain, right?
Well, it's still going to be outdoors, but they just found a different park location where there's a, you know, there's like a covering. Yeah, so it's going to be underneath the overpass at the San Pablo Park in Fresno. It looks pretty cool.
And that is what, from 1 till 7?
From 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., yep.
So you'll have a covering, but no cover. Right?
It's free. It's free for the people.
And your other event coming up?
Is April 25th. It is at the Old Hangout in Concord. And this is presented by the local R&B artist who's doing his thing right now, Rich Music. It's from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. He'll be performing as well as Mama Mia, Niche, Dope Disciple, Christian Dior. I like that name.
I like it, too.
And myself. I'll be performing. So 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., $10.
Want to do a shout-out to everybody who's tuned in, join in the comments. I'm kind of, this groove has me feeling, it's DJ Alchemy from Wales. And we're going to, the album that he did with his buddy, MC Buddy, both from Wales, is going to be the featured album today. More about that coming up. But I want to do a shout-out. I'm feeling laid back. I think people are too on the comments, so shout out going out to Ironside, Will the Sound Guy, Be Now Homeboy, and everybody checking out this show. How do you feel about war?
Oh, war? You know, it sucks. It's lame. We ain't down with it. You know what I'm saying? It's played out.
It's horrible.
It's unoriginal. It's inauthentic.
People die. Why? Why can't we love? Anyway, I thought we'd go back to another war, Persian Gulf War, 1992, and of course, George Carlin talking about it, and then a song about war. And it's all right here on, what's the station again?
WFM, you know.
Love it, though.
Well, a lot of things have happened since the last time I saw you. Just want to talk a little bit about that war in the Persian Gulf. Big doings in the Persian Gulf. You know my favorite part of that war? It's the first war we ever had that was on every channel plus cable. And the war got good ratings too, didn't it? Got good ratings. Well, we like war. We like war. We're a war-like people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war in this country every 20 years. So we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Can't build a decent car. Can't make a TV set or a VCR worth of... No steel industry left, can't get health care to our old people, can't educate our young people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right? Huh? We can bomb the shit out of your country, all right? Especially if your country is full of brown people. Oh, we like that, don't we? That's our hobby. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country, tell them to watch the fuck out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. Well, when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white, can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans are the only ones, and the only reason for that is because they were trying to cut in on our action.
Think about it, I dare to tell the truth, and if you deny, you'll have to get a drink about it. I'm sobering. I read, I'm mostly black like a Doberman, but stand tall enough to look over it. I'm high, I give you three times to try, studying close to the pupils like a sty, way too fly. My clouded thoughts are over your head, my style's butter, I'm over the bread. I tote the biscuit at your door like Jehovah's Witness, running this here and I show you fitness. It's a marathon, not a sprint. No in between on the fence. They took it in stride and took a hint. Money spent, fully invested on my next shit. Ace coming with his best pitch. I'm a vet. Read my accolades on my press kit. Doing dirt in a fresh fit. It's guilty. Guilty. It's a war outside. No man to save from. It's a storm outside. You can't escape from. Getting more outside. You never take from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. It's a war outside, no man to save from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Get more outside, you never take from. It's a war outside, you can't escape from. Yo, I'm the last dust of a dying breed. It's fireworks when I'm firing up some fireweed. Tires screech when I take them to a higher speed. Spotted G got them shook from the sight of me. Try and see what it is with a higher beast. I'm contracted, game face is beyond practice. Proceed, my tune is a higher key. Melodies to inspire leagues. Our league is who you try to be. It's whatever for the colony. We say what up if you're following. We got the ends and we got the means. We set the trends, then we set the scene. Round table with a set of kings. I put my thoughts to music and gained everything that I wanted in life. Be prepared for more than a fight. The battlefield can shorten your life. So get your weapon and your shield. It's a war outside, no man is safe from. It's a storm outside you can't escape from. Getting more outside you never take from. It's a storm outside you can't escape from. It's a war outside, no man is safe from. It's a storm outside you can't escape from. Getting more outside you never take from. It's a war outside you can't escape from. And when the dust settles, we took it to more levels. Far from the inner city ghetto, where the sounds echo, yet it still feels special. Nothing short of incredible. Nothing short of incredible. It's a war outside, no man is safe from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Getting more outside, you never take from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. It's a war outside, no man is safe from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Get more outside, you never take from. It's a war outside, you can't escape from. It's a war outside, you can't escape from. It's a war outside, no man is safe from.
Who are you?
Well, I'm the guy who created the culture called Hip Hop, but only I, Kool Herc. No Bambaataa, no Flash. Not a copycat, no disrespect.
nowhere to go because you're feeling like a burden. Coming in from the cold, it's a pillow close to curtain. Best believe the English ain't been so for surfing. So to any of my people that are hurting, with nowhere to go because you're feeling like a burden. So coming in from the cold, it's a pillow close to curtain. Best believe the English ain't been so for surfing. So if you're down on your luck, feeling stuck in a rut, got your clothes full of mud and you're in need of a buck, cause your life got tricky, situation got sticky, now you feel ashamed of where you've ended up. Just know that you're my brother, still loved by my mother. And yeah, you best believe that this ain't the end for us. Coming in to feel the love, never suffer on your own. Yeah, we're here to hold you up, and we're always good to forgive any bad that people's done. You best believe that you're never on your own. There's no need to be out late at night walking the road, because we know how that story goes. The narcotics come to take your soul, now you're in the deep and you're sinking slow. So just promise me you won't take it too far. Don't suffer in silence, yeah, you know where we are. You know where I am, and I'll always understand. We can write a new script, yeah, we can write a new plan. This one's for any of my people that are hurting, with nowhere to go because you're feeling like a burden. So coming in from the cold, it's a pillow close to curtain. Best believe the English ain't been so for surfing. So to any of my people that are hurting, with nowhere to go because you're feeling like a burden. See, coming in from the cold, it's a pillow close to curtain. Best believe there ain't no shame in sofa surf. The journey isn't over, still time to get sober. Still young but looking older from the weight that's on your shoulder. Schizophrenic order, unraveling the trauma. Recall the memories going back inside your system's out of order. Going right in circles, be careful who you're keeping in your circle. You're damaging your mind with all those thoughts that are hurtful. Every day in life's a new hurdle. Every day in life's a new hurdle. Gotta see you through. I never figured no man, he bleeds like me and you. They're flossing when they post on the gram. They get their stash chewed. They come across the wrong man, it's in a bad mood. It's stick up time and there, you're less stiff like statue. It's dangerous on the street, in the belly of the beast. Now I ain't trying to preach, I'm just penning you a speech. My youngest, yeah, I'll teach. No war, we need peace. No trust in the government, no trust in police. So to any of my people that are hurting, we're nowhere to go because you're feeling like a burden. So coming in from the cold, it's a pillow close to curtain. Best believe there ain't no shame in sofa surfing. So to any of my people that are hurting, with nowhere to go because you're feeling like a burden. So coming in from the cold, it's a pillow close to curtain. Best believe there ain't no shame in sofa surfing.
Yo, here's a Sharpie, write your name with it. Should do it in the dark so there's no cops with the aim drifting. See, life isn't permanent. She went and got some work done. She probably should have searched more, cause went too far. Now her likes in her page missing. The fight through the pain isn't. But baby, can I get a light to find the flames with it? Pick up the motivation, desire to stay with it. My dad dead for over a decade and still the all remains is the same picture. They say to let go and give back the blame with it. I can't sit back, my couch got no change in it. Permanence is everything you made from your soul and your love, and you leave for them to grow here and play in it. What's the ocean with no waves in it? Saying have emotion but no pay in it. Invest in my devotion since the day entered space with it. Remember the day vivid, each and every step put into each and every take with them. What's forever is the memories we'll make visits. Moments, it's the seconds here that count, I get paid in it. Want the good times, hoping that they could stay a minute. Hellos and goodbyes and someone hates the only end. Two things are permanent, these tattoos and music. I'm hoping I don't permanently lose it. I thought that family was permanent, but learn that we lose them. Now never take off my nanny's jewelry. Hey yo, I'm here right now, let's make them proud how we moving. This energy is permanently proven. Only two things are permanent, these tattoos and music. I'm hoping I don't permanently lose them. There's some days I spend the day crying just to let it out. Hoping to be my future vehicle to get around. I know it ain't much, yeah, just a Chevy now. But wait until I drive across the border when the levee's down. And tell her take the money and buy another hand-me-down. Cause the mileage isn't style, let's revamp it now. Some nice fresh paint, but first need to sand it down. You can't do
do it by yourself, you need the family crown. And some days I spent the day dying so can live for now. Take a sip of the past and just spit it out. Your taste really changes when you think of the ways that were put down. Put away the past, never dig them out. What's permanent, it's me going forward, knowing that I'm worth it, knowing my devotion will pay off in tokens. I used to pay for subways, now I'm Maseratis out of Nova Scotia. I see Nas make a million a sink 20 years later. It's not the prize from the start, but the heart when you keep chasing. Take down your guard here and feel freedom. If it's permanent, we all gonna need saving. Only two things are permanent, these tattoos and music. I'm hoping I don't permanently lose it. I thought that family was permanent, but learn that we lose them. They'll never take off my nanny's jewelry. Hey, yo, I'm here right now. Let's make them proud how we moving. This energy is permanently proven. Only two things are permanent, these tattoos and music. I'm hoping I don't permanently lose them. Only two things are permanent, these tattoos and music. I'm hoping I don't permanently lose it. I thought that family was permanent, but learn that we lose them. Now never take off my nanny's jewelry. Hey, yo, I'm here right now. Let's make them proud how we moving. This energy is permanently proven. Only two things are permanent, these tattoos and music. I'm hoping I don't permanently lose them.
So we've asked for your assistance. Make sure that your seatbelts are securely fastened. Please bring your seatbacks and tray tables to the Philip Wright lock position. And if you did have a chance to use any of your carrying items, once again, place them back into the seats or into the overhead. If you have any makeups or glasses, we're coming through the aisle one last time to collect those. Thank you very much, and we should be landing shortly.
And thank you for flying the friendly FMU skies. Sorry if we had to jack up your baggage cost, but the fuel went up. This is Air FMU. James is the engineer of the plane, taking us into outer space. We're coming to you from Oakland, California. My name is Billy Jam.
Señor GGO straight chilling.
I'm the DJ. He's the rapper. We need to do a cover like that.
That would be tight.
We should do that.
Let's do it.
Anyway, so I'm the DJ, so I picked the music. What music did I pick for that set, Señor GGO?
Well, we started out with George Carlin, his excerpt from his stand-up special on from 1992, HBO, on war.
Yeah, and as someone posted in the comments, how applicable and on point his comments are today, made 3.5 decades ago.
The man knew what he was talking about.
Sure did. We miss him.
Then we heard a new one from Guilty Simpson. Guilty Simpson and Rad Brown, War Outside, off their Higher Level EP. Then we heard Mr. Green and Cool Herc, No Disrespect, which came out 2019. We heard another one from DJ Peanut's Goodbye San Diego album called Sample This. It's out now. Then we heard Fern Quest and DJ Alchemy, Sofa Surfing, off their Win or Lose EP that's out now. 2026 is the pick of the week. New Welch Hip Hop Collaborative EP from
Welch MC. Good. So talented.
Fern Quest and producer talent DJ Alchemy. There you go.
Then
we heard a Concept Permanent. That's another new one. Came out 2026.
So much good new hip hop coming out. And I was going to say that we'll be playing more from the Welch Hip Hop Collaborative duo. And speaking of DJ Peanuts, I was emailing her in the past week and saying that now that she relocated to upstate New York, that she'll have to come in on the into the station again.
Oh, there
the
you go.
WFMU Studios in Jersey City. That's where James is operating out of. He's helping us with this live broadcast. Let's see, some of the happenings that are going on. Let's cover them up, cover them over here. This Sunday in Fresno, April the 12th, Black Bucks and Rhyme Bucks with previous show guest MC Wicks headlining a show with Moody, Ill Enough, and our own Señor GGO. Make some noise in your kitchen.
Woo-hoo.
Or in your car. Just do not crash the car. And that is an all-ages event. So what is the location again now?
San Pablo Park.
Okay. In Fresno.
Yes. And then this Sunday, April 12th in San Francisco, beloved Bygone FM college radio station KUSF 90.3 FM will be holding one of its popular longtime rock and swap record fairs at USF McLaren Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. $3, 7 a.m. special early entry for $20 fee. And this Sunday, April 12, 2026, yes, note that while the beloved Bay Area virtual radio station DJ. KUSF that was abruptly taken off the air back in 2011 put the needle on the record at that time, invited all of the then recently ousted DJs on a WFMU remote from Amoeba SF, and while KUSF in its alternative music programming format is no longer on the FM dial, it is in part thanks to WFMU still broadcasting online 24/7. You can so that's KUSF.org. They can go check it out, right? That's dope.
So in its continuing bid to win back pre-pandemic foot traffic in the SCO, where our friend Richie is, shout out to Richie, I thought of him yesterday, I was over in Golden Gate Park. But anyway, San Francisco is trying to get people to get back to the city, get in the habit of doing it. And one of the things they're doing is a whole lot of music events. They got a big free EDM electronic music event, all-day festival concert on San Francisco's Embarcadero Plaza on the waterfront near the ferry building. That's coming up May the 9th. It's an all-day, it's a free event. It'll also celebrate the 30th anniversary of OM Records, and performing, spinning will be DJs, including Mark Farina, who's like, he did the Mushroom Jazz series. He is one of the most amazing DJs from San Francisco of all time. Also, Colette B2B, DJ Heather, Shiny Objects, and our own DJ Jay Boogie, who I know from KUSF. Great guy, very talented DJ and producer. That is a free all-time, all-day event.
There you go. Underway is the Bay Beat sponsored Get Heard Bay Area Music Contest for artists of all genres to submit their music to, and the winner gets a $300 prize. The deadline is May 11th. Note that Bay Beats is the San Francisco Public Library's local music streaming platform that champions Bay Area artist music. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Check out their website for a diverse mix of mostly underground Bay Area artists at baybeats.sfpl.org, where you can also enter their contest. There you go.
And I was thinking, you got the flyer there, which I picked up at the library the other day. You should, if you want to do a freestyle today, we'll record and we'll send it in on your behalf and get you included and win you $300 to introduce you. You want to do that?
Well, I mean,
you want to do it at home? And
I feel like I got to come with my best.
Okay, let's do that. But meanwhile, go check
that
out.
$300.
Yeah. Okay. So, homeboy Sandman, he's going to be here next week in the Bay Area. He'll be stopping at the Bottom of the Hill. In Bottom of the Hill Club in San Francisco, next Tuesday, that's April the 14th. Also on the lineup will be Sha Ray, Wolf Langus, and Coolzy. And this show is a presentation of local radio station and wonderful radio station, KALX in Berkeley. And they're currently in their third last day of their fundraiser, their 2026 fundraiser. Go check them out, 90.7 if you're in the Bay Area.
Word, May 22nd to May 24th. Bottle Rock in Napa, California. Tons of acts, including such hip-hop-related ones as Ludacris, Rev Run, Lil Wayne, and Arrested Development.
And May 30th and 31st in New York City, Queens, New York, at the Knockdown Center is going to be their two-day Total Bummer Festival, which is well-priced and very well-curated. It'll include Dinosaur Jr., Jesus and Mary Chain, Flipper, Meat Puppets, Blonde Redhead, and, as we say in the Bay, hella more.
And May 30th in Philly, the Roots Picnic annual event with this year, the Roots, Jay-Z, De La Soul, T.I., Erykah Badu, Jazzy Jeff, and more.
And a show I just found out about yesterday when my man Javier, the dentist, who is currently down in Nicaragua, he said that he's the guy who did the flossing for beats. Javier is a great guy, Javier Lopez. He is a dentist by profession, but he's a producer by passion. And what he does is he offers, in this day and age of healthcare in America, so many people, especially with dental care, don't have it. So he hooks them up with dental care. They contribute a track. He produces it and puts it on his flossing compilation series. So volume 2 is coming up. He's going to do on June 6th at Cali's in Berkeley a release party for Flossing for Smiles, volume 2. And this release party will include the architect, who we should be hearing from again today, the producer. He'll be doing a beat set. Del, the funky Homo sapien, who was on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago and who doesn't really like to go out that much. He's a stay-at-home guy, so when he goes out and performs, it's a big deal. He's going to be there. Lyrics Born, Sunspot Jones, Ito, and Passwords. That's all 8 p.m. June 6th at Cali Sports Bar, which is that on Telegraph?
It's on Telegraph. Okay. Yep. It used to be Blake's.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one where I saw they do, what is it, Freestyle on Wednesdays there?
Right.
Yeah. And a week or two before then, Javier, he'll be back from Nicaragua. He goes down there actually to do volunteer work.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Work with people. He's
very cool.
He's a good, good guy. He was a guest here before, and he'll be back again. And again, your shows, the other show you got coming up, not the one on Sunday, is
April 25th, Concord, the party at the Old Hangout, presented by R&B artist Rich Music. It's from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., $10. We got artists like Mamma Mia, Niche, Dope Disciple, Christian Dior, and yours truly, Senor Gigi. I'll be in the spot.
All right. I like it. And as I was mentioning earlier, Afrika Bambaataa just passed away from complications surrounding cancer.
Yeah.
And I see Chili Mike Bigode. Actually, he's the one who sent me a text yesterday to alert me to the fact that Afrika Bambaataa had died. And Chili Mike Bigode just posted some to the comments. You want to read his comment? Because I totally agree with what he said there.
Yeah, Chili Mike Bigode said, Bambaataa is a prime example of having to separate art from the artist. Pioneer in many ways, but an awful human being. R.I.P. So that's a hard R.I.P., but yeah. Hey.
And it's one of those, I actually haven't played Afrika Bambaataa since, I guess it's 9 years ago when that whole controversy broke. And this is where he was accused by, what was it, like you said, 100 people?
A lot of, there's there's two main guys who I think their story was like the most famous, but.
They say they were sexually abused and trafficked while they were under the age of 18 by Afrika Bambaataa. And he paid a settlement, I think, to one of them,
yeah.
And we pretty much hadn't heard that much from him in all that time. But we will. It's a shame because his music, and with Soul Sonic Force on Tommy Boy, was like, it was game changing. Like, I remember back in the early 80s listening to, I mentioned about Calyx, like Calyx and radio stations like that. They'd be playing New Order and Afrika Bambaataa, Soul Sonic Force, you know, with its direct Kraftwerk influence back to back and matching BPMs. And, you know, it helped shape everything. But anyway, we're going to play something from him, but it is one of those things where you're kind of torn. And I did interview him back in the early 90s. I'll play a little bit of his answer. I just sort of asked him about what it was like back in the early 80s downtown New York scene. So we'll hear that quote from him, too. So anything else? You want to do shout-outs or anything?
Just peace, to all the listeners, everybody, they
peace in the Middle East.
Peace in the Middle East. Peace from the west to the east. And just shout out all the listeners who come through every Friday and show love in the comments.
Good
it's
people.
Always dope to reconnect.
Yeah. Right now we're going to go to New York City, Queens Bridge, Nas, originally Nasty Nas. For his latest album, he teams up with the one and only DJ Premier. Light Years, the name of the album. And let's check something out from it, because I'm really feeling this. How about you?
Yeah. FMU.
Yeah. Just that one hand on the stairway of music.
Yeah. Let's go.
I see it. Just designing this rhyme is a fight against time. Every minute they wait to hear a true titans of crime. There's two types of villains that live in my mind. I'll define it as one killing with rhyme, the other dealing supplying. Garments of all kind, no more designer to wear. Style more modest these years, honorable to compare. The guards ask, oh, Nasty Nas from Nasir. Since the sandbox came out of it, part of my ominous content, y'all should be scared. Birth certificate says Nasir, origin not clear, but what a great name to bear. My name is not as common as Muhammad or as popular, or as praiseworthy, so I adopted a moniker. I'm Nasty Nas, I was destined to be here, and Grandmaster Cass's atmosphere to breathe Kumo D's air. This Esco here, I like that hip-hop stuff, but come here, I whisper in your ear, I don't give a f-
It sounds like it bothers you that I'm just that guy, just that fly. Nah, but I know that you hate me for rapping the tracks that sound like mafia movie scores, babe. That was your thing. You was getting that through the doors crazy. Cause it didn't happen before me, sorry. You was talking Cristal first. Yeah, that was all me. But I brought the blick to the church. I told you, run it now. My jury box open, you hearing a humming sound. Not humble, not underground. Just cigars and fedora hats. This is real rap. What could be better than that? The double R, the iciest jewels. Cash rules, heavenly messenger, white gloves, white shoes. Man, that sound materialistic, rapping by how the rich live. Yo, that boom bap is too whack, that don't get you no cash. Well, Nasty the type to rob you. Who you talking to?
You.
Who?
You.
No one left in this room, just us. Damn. Well, that was some great time shit. That was time for some words from the heart of Nasir. Yeah. I'm a father, philanthropist, film director, an author, tech impresario, resorts world, casino partner, a restaurateur. By the time you hear this song, I'll probably open up a whole new store. Get involved, I'm a mogul, massive with my moves, everything got appeal. I lead the way, I'm trying to see much more of us here. Even make our own cigars top tier. We do branding, expanding a 30-year career. I'm just scratching the surface. The next phase and I see it. Phase 4, the fourth dimension. The legacy's here and other things I won't mention. I'm winning when I'm not even trending. Trailblazing, the message I'm sending. When you evolve into your true growth, they say you can't do both. Feed your soul and get money. I'm like two goats. So I'm guessing as long as it's knocking, we'll solve the problem. When it's cracking a rock at the bottom, then you got them.
Get out, son.
That's the cheating ass and cross, man. Out, son. How you think you're gonna pull a fast one on us? Cut that shit out. Take your boys back in the house, B. Let the professionals handle this.
Check it out, son.
Watch and learn. The game's simple. Do what you do until you buzz with a disaster. Trying to do what a dummy does. What you put in is what you get out. Simple rules to cause and effect. But understand how the game is cruel. Could chew you up and spit you out in a sec. This headhunter's out here. So protecting your neck becomes obvious. You want it all. So why settle for less? No shortcuts on the road to success. Trying to punch in the cold to get to the level I'm on. The upper stage you're playing on. How I'm sailing beyond. There's no way around it. You gotta get them hands dirty. The foundation that landed on stands sturdy. A track record with the catalog that's fan worthy. Judged by your actions, you and your mans are thirsty. Doing suckers, just for clicks and the likes. For gauge jewels on your chest, claim you living the life. Come on.
By the rules, play the game right and stop cheating. Hello, where you go, about to fall off the deep end. For the stardom in this game, what's the price you will pay? Absolutely nothing, won't see the light of the day. Sorry to tell you, the deal that you had just fell through. You bought the empty lies that these snakes try to sell you. No way around to get the grind of beast mode. Make it to the top, can't use a cheat code.
The first stage of this is called paying them dues. Usually you starting out with the few in your crew. When the going gets tough, all this remaining of two. Dwindle down to one, you stuck with it like it was glued. The second stage you enter in, industry of the snakes. Reptilian eyes, know you got what it takes. The new kid about to eat, they put their lies on their plate. Foul guys in the disguise, yelling lies in your face. The third stage you realize it ain't all what it seems. You seeing things in a new light, stolen your dreams behind the glamour. You see the fuckery that's involved. Artificial folks and trust factor soon dissolves into pieces. Look what you went through just to reach this, sweet Jesus. Never have I seen so many leeches. Two sides of the game, there's the thieves and gatekeepers. Nighttime addicts, followers, day sleepers.
Apply by the rules, play the game right and stop cheating. Hello, where you go, about to fall off the deep end. For the stardom in this game, what's the price you will pay? Absolutely nothing, won't see the light of the day. Sorry to tell you, the deal that you had just fell through. You bought the empty lies that these snakes try to sell you. No way around it, hit the grind of beast mode. To make it to the top, can't use the cheat code.
When you warming up the bench, they ain't paying no mind. Watch a sharp paw players while you waiting to shine. Everything is timing, star aligned in due time. Your chance will come around a slow, steady upward climb. Hold your own, stop tagging along. Just imagine if you work for it and let the passion prolong. Too many cheaters, hands out, greedy ass receivers. The recipe for hating the man, underachievers. Get away from me, I got it the hard way, impatiently, seen it all. And honestly, ain't shit you could say to me. The building blocks came from the top. God looking down on me and told me there's no way you can stop. Peep the actions of a man because it's saying a lot. How you carrying yourself and the way that you rock. Get some dignity, focus on you and stop if it should be. I'm tired of the flaws, I'm hungry for authenticity.
By the rules, play the game right, stop cheating. Hello, where you go,
about to fall off the deep end. For the stardom in this game, what's the price you will pay? Absolutely nothing, won't see the light of the day. Sorry to tell you, the deal that you had just fell through. You bought the empty lies that the snakes try to sell you. There's no way around to get the grind of beast mode. Make it to the top, you can't use the cheat code. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. It's all real here, something noble and true. Music for the masses, but selected by a chosen few. Y'all know how we do, vintage but updated. Overqualified for the game and underrated, penetrating mainstream from under the pavement. My music is like an ark for cats who feel inundated from all the nonsense flooding the waves. Never thought that I would be living during the days when young thugs would call other men hubbies and babes. Public display, you're plenty rappers acting like coons, dancing on television with ratchets and goons, rapping buffoons. The game got me having some doubts, and just to make it up north, you gotta sound like the South. It's all backwards, talk about pistols and coke, and you could get a lot of riches with some women and stroke, or you can make real music, be artistic and broke. Dwindling hope, ain't too many kings in this profession. Which I call reinvention, I call regression. Depressing, how many rappers could I even mention? None. From this generation, got potential to be a legend. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. Hey yo, my joints make record labels demand higher standards. Fire rappers and take away their advances, while people in the streets continue to go bananas, toting their hammers at radio programmers like, we don't want that weak trash anymore, just give us something more authentic, mastered and raw. So I gave them polished raps, but still got no shine, while lame garbage acts got veteran cosigns from creating dance moves and spitting some coke lines. Got rap looking like an ignorant genre, only form of music where you could get killed for the drama. A lot of tough talking, plenty jewel flashing, dudes acting aggressive and super masculine, rocking skirts and dresses as a new fashion. And hardly do I get inspired by new artistry. I dig for old classics to find a new passion. I'm through rapping, now I'm giving you urban journalism, street commentary, merge with rhythm. Operate on rap with surgical precision, cutting off the cancerous spread of commercialism. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. Let's make it clear, some rappers ain't fit for this career. My observation for this here occupation, gotta meet certain measures and qualifications. That means writing clever sentences and potent lines, strong enough to shatter mics and leave the earth with broken skies. Anybody could pick a mic up and quote some lines. How many make it sound like Shakespeare vocalized? Or you manufacture rappers that get pulverized? Cause when the industry birth them seeds, the culture dies. I'm done talking, no need to have discussion. This is rap reconstruction over classic beat production, that's made strictly for massive street consumption. I'm coming for overrated well-known rappers, some minstrels looking like Chappelle show actors. In the bar exchange, you get your head blown backwards. MC's bodies of work or get bodies buried and left with bone fractures. Willing to pay whatever cost that they gotta, just to pose for cameras. So what's the answers in a market that's saturated with a bunch of cats who feel to keep my ears captivated in an industry heavily male dominated? Funny how the toughest gangsters get emasculated. The game is confused, time to reevaluate it. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel. I gotta feel it, I gotta have something that's real. If it hits the pulse of the street, that's something I feel. I need something deep, smooth, a rugged appeal. If it appeals to my soul, then that's something I feel.
Hey yo, what's poppin'? What it do? It's yours truly, the legendary guru. I'm here with my partner, Billy Jam, right here on WFMU. Put the needle on the record.
You puny protozoa, you're so minute you didn't know the gang has been watching you, but instead of just squashing you, I'm scooping you up out of the muck you wallowing like a chief chemist. Other scientists are following, planning to examine you on a petri dish, sticking you and fricking you just a teeny bit. I'm clever with science, but never relying on falsehoods from cowards who forever be trying. Insisting they come off, I let them get some off, then come back with drum tracks their ears could get numb off. Blockbusting, like making love, I'll never stop thrusting into your system. So just listen, I'm like a neurosurgeon, operating with a pure version. I write prescriptions of words that fit in. The dope gets prescribed as I can get live. Cause it's more than a style, it's conceptual genius. My effect on the scene is to project that I mean this. You deadbeat, wait until you see my next feat. I get respect for the rep when I speak, check the technique.
Check the technique. Check the technique. Check the technique. Check the technique.
I'm rushing you like a defensive end, as I recommend that you comprehend. I could stomp you in a battle, contest, or war. What will occur will be the portraiture of your immature, insecure for sure, meek, weak visions of grandeur. To really awaken you, I then will be breaking you, taxing without action, extracting and snaking you, making you succumb to the drums of gangsta. By far we are truly gifted ones, son. But if you were to speculate or estimate us losing, you'll be dying, trying to face the fate of your delusions. Cause miscalculation is all you're stating, so I'm chumping, punting punks just like footballs. Cause I'm gonna put y'all back in the mess hall to clean up the slop and stop all the bullcrap. Your rap's crazy whack, so don't try to pull that. You're lacking the vernacular. I'm slapping you and capping you and closing your jaw, cause you can't mess with gangsta. The guru and premier, always dope with the blessed beats. Dance your ass off, hops, check the technique.
Check, check the technique. Check the technique.
Sayonara, arrivederci. Your ass gets busted due to mustard. You try to work me, you irk me, because you copy and falsify. And I don't care how many step up, because you all could try to wish and fish for a style. Here's a fishing rod. These rods are hitting hard constantly. I'm getting large. Inevitably, I readily kick a spree. I've lyrics so deep, so don't sleep, but just peep me. Putting methods on records, expanding for each millisecond. 33 RPMs displays the art of men. And as my rhyming builds, you see my time is chill. And then I look upon weak ones. I'm teaching each one so they become redone. Essays are relayed to twist you up like French braids or tighter like corn braids. Cause I got a strong rage, force like police rage to never be delayed. I once was the least paid, but I made the grade. Cause this ain't a slave sale and I ain't the same stale rapper. No, I'm not a phony microphonist with no glasser. No type of real appeal or real talent. And it makes me violent, man, to see all of these PBB MC wannabes making G's cause some dumb companies. Have lots of money, but no idea of what is black and what is dope. So check out what the guru wrote. Cause I will prevail, give details as I unveil. Hell in a brain cell, so I can stay paid well. Now I'm in the driver's seat and rocking the live beats. Bouncing and booming and blasting you to the next seat. She can unique with lots of tick like a click. Check the technique.
Chic unique technique. Chic unique technique. Check the technique, check the technique, see if you can follow it.
What was electrified? It was a brand new culture movement, it was a culture shock, and it was blowing everybody's mind. And at the same time, in the early 80s, where new wave and punk rock was coming up, both communities was pulling together, and it was one of the most exciting things you could.
One, two, three.
They have not the perfect team. I'm not the company.
Bergen County looked in 1945. It was relaxing country living. Our suburban areas, for the most part, were undeveloped. Our countryside was picturesque with cornfields. Perhaps many of us remember the countless acres of wastelands and marshes with their familiar cattails. Here and there, one could even find an old-fashioned general store, which often doubled as the town post office. Yes, Bergen County was growing, but the pace was leisurely. The growth, barely noticeable. But the moment wartime restrictions were lifted on steel and other critical materials, things began to happen. Bergen County was on the move.
From the booth in a guest room where the bells ring, the new Bellevue. Blue hell, the Duke of New Time at the campfire, 21 grand to light. A true love kiss to him with two dice, for like cream and Sam and a rice. Lion and a lamb, I on a self-made soldier, higher. I survived MK Ultra. I blink, my optimism all shrinky dink, and I'm very careful around big spenders when I'm in a barrel with suspenders. Bigger loot, I don't win or lose. I'm in a different game, I won't list the rules, but ain't this shit do with no beauty pageant or a click or a view, can you imagine? No movie magic in this movie magic, just clips of the crew in traffic. You can't just up and out with the pit boss or ever unrig the ring toss. It just don't fit the discourse. The pigs ain't wishing, the kids are informed. Here's the pitch, you go ping and pong around the pyramids. I bounce off the moon and come back to earth and still cancel the plans of the man on first, man on fire. Here so long, even 10 days in, that flare going strong. Miss say it's still lit till this day and still drinks a bargain oil from Morocco. The body scrub is sea salt and Mexican avocado. Strawberries from California, seaweed from Tobago. You are rocking with the best smelling recover in the foxhole. Snot nose, my block chop on God mode. I might hop out with that Vanguard. I'm all combos on combos. So potholes on potholes on these roadways through art hell. Paved in Basquiat clones. Who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you?
Girls and boys, I duck the world. The world's annoyed. It wants to whine. I burn no cross, so I don't get cross when you cross the line. I don't complain about the cost of life. Cornet, go ahead, turn off the lights. Landlord, go ahead, hike up the rent. I'll be sitting in the dark till I'm sleeping on the bench. But I can't see stars. Light pollution. My solution? Pull the plug. Hack the system. Plant a bug. Give it all back to the plants and bugs. Nah, I'm kidding. I like being warm. I'm like soap in the eye of the storm. Been going full speed since the day I was born. I'm worn out. Point out you're addicted to porn. So what you gonna do, dag? Say too bad, get a new doodad? I try to evolve, put it on an album, problem solved. I got blue whales on my coattails, yelling out hell yeah without fail. We'll make a mountain out of molehill, oh well, I'll be in a hotel ripping off toenails. Been going hard, go more hard, ask cashiers can they use a store card. Big Bart on the boulevard, blowing up scorecard every other four bars. No bruise on my nads, mostly cause I recognize losers as never been in the type of shit for how the b-boys dance. So I just kick back, maxing in my b-boy stance. Funk war in a bath, I hate to fight, I love to laugh. Make the heat, delete the trash, take the wheat, leave the chaff. Rule with an iron fist, peep environments, iron rich. No cider if I'm not convinced. I admit, I insist.
won't speak the jive. I'm so woke, I'm sleep deprived. Opera phantoms, all fans of mine. My deep back seat, see the fam of five. Breathe and stop when I make popcorn, all the kernels pop. I'm so efficient, I'm science fiction brought to fruition. Yeah.
Who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you?
Who sent you? I was sent by him. Anyway, I can't believe we're already out of time. What do we hear in that set of music there, Senior Gigio?
Yo, 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 we just heard...
That was Lice.
Wow, that was a lot. We just heard a lot of good stuff. Well, we start out with Nas and DJ Premier, Nasty Esco Nasir.
Nice.
Then we heard Wild Lux, Cheat Code. Then we heard Rashad and Confidence, Feel It. I love that track. That was awesome.
Right.
We heard Gangstar, Check the Technique, R.I.P. Guru. Then we heard a clip of your interview with Afrika Bambaataa on the early 80s hip-hop. Then we took it back to 1982 with Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force looking for the perfect beat. Then we heard that Lice, Aesop Rockin', Homeboy Sandman, Who Sent You?
That's off the new one.
Miami Lice Season 4.
It's 2 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. In Jersey City, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM. Online everywhere, WFMU.org. In the background, Fernquist and DJ Alchemy, which instrumentally was going to be the featured album, but it's just not enough time here.
You know?
Anyway, I want to thank you very much for joining me today, Senior Gigio.
Always.
So good to see you.
Always.
I want to thank everybody tuned in. Also want to thank James for engineering. We appreciate it. It's all about love here. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned. Mr. Fine Wine, downtown Soulville. Be safe. Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace.
Downtown Soulville radio program, WFMU. I'm Mr. Fine Wine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. I know I got some competition tonight. At any rate, I have a bunch of great records to play for you. So keep it right here.
She's got another man. Yeah, yeah.